Consortium.
NNH Mobile.
For HKX. Good morning, Fred.
I'm surprised to see you up this early. About the starters, I figured everybody would be asleep or sleeping in at least a little bit.
I do, but it never seems to work.
That might be. What's up, Patrick? How you doing today?
Just sitting here, cruising through the internet, see if there's anything interesting out there.
Most things, doesn't matter what you find, I suppose.
So far, I'm looking at ordering a pack frame for my 706. I'm trying to get the options I want to get on it.
Icon 706 by chance? I'm not sure what rate. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Roger that.
I was curious. I'm not real familiar with the ICOM stuff. I know about 7300, and pretty much that's about it.
Well, I'm trying to get set up for, going out on field day and stuff like that.
Okay, so I'm trying to get my QRP set up and going.
QRP, this radio's capable of 100 watts.
Looking at getting I haven't decided what radio to get yet. I haven't seen so many options for doing field days and stuff. I just haven't decided what to do yet. I'm thinking about doing parts in the air too, but I'd have to build a battery box if I want to do something like that.
That's kind of what I was looking at this morning, just trying to see what all options there are for it and that kind of stuff.
Harbor Freight sells those ammo cans. I've read a lot of people about using those ammo cans as battery boxes. And they put like power pole connectors, USB connectors, 12-volt cigarette lighter connectors, and all kinds of stuff as well.
I've seen those. And this is just the radio, though, is what I'm working on. I'm not working on a power supply system yet.
Okay, right on that. It was a Thursday, or pretty much a Friday for me. It weren't that bad at all. We had things go down, but overall, it was not that bad of a night. I'm pretty impressed by the night.
It's always a good thing.
Lovely. The thing about this Yagi that Chad is building for everybody, or everybody that is interested?
I know he's been working on it a little bit and for a couple days now, and but other than that, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad about it. He's telling me that QRM's not been on here recently, but I'm not up during the day, so I wouldn't know.
I heard it in the last couple days.
You must know we're on them.
No, I don't know what people think that do that kind of crazy stuff.
I was talking to my dad about it a little bit too, or at least over WhatsApp while he's overseas, and he was telling me back when he had his call sign, you had to get proof of your call sign. They had to verify with the FCC and everything before you can get your hands on a radio, or any kind of radio for that matter. It was apparently pretty thorough back whenever he had his call, first got his call.
Anybody can go pick up one of those Bofangs and get on the air and do anything they want to.
This amazes me a little bit, but at the same time, I'm not really, well, actually, I am a bit surprised by it, actually. No, I'm not. What really amazes me is that they don't lock down, like, the amateur radio frequencies or GMRS frequencies to where you have to basically get a key from the manufacturer to unlock those frequencies, you know? But that's just my opinion.
Sure is coming one day. They got to control everything, so because people can't abide by the rules and play fair with everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure that day is not today.
For the weekend,
anything in particular?
Sorry, I doubled with you.
And what you got planned for today?
I got to run my son to Hendersonville so he can get his car from the repair shop.
Okay.
here in just a little bit. And then I got a doctor's appointment this morning, and then going to try to help Steve with his DMR radio get it set up. I was just asking if you were done for the weekend or if you had to work.
I know I'm probably coming in real scratchy right now. Funnily enough, I'm actually off this weekend. I had a birthday weekend for losing the guys, so I got to go help the other guy on the other weekend.
I got most of that. You're, like you said, you're getting pretty scratchy. You're just going to help somebody else for some things this weekend. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3s. I got to get ready to go anyway. So, Fred, you have fun out there. Be safe, and I'll talk to you on down the wall. KO4HGX, and I'm clear for now.
KD4FDI, W4FCM. He's on W4FCM listening.